Anybody have a question? Karen?
Yeah. How many directors do you have on the show? Great guest directors. Well, I noticed Hopson from Happy Days, Anthony Williams, as one of the directors.
She was one of the directors. Mel Damsky.
Hello and welcome. Everybody turn around and stare at them.
Yeah, point. Point at them. Lead people.
Ready for me?
Yeah. Whoa. So I was talking to Brian before about a grooming bag down at Coleslaw Beach. What is some Australian words that you picked up and got? What the hell are we talking about?
Cheers.
Cheers, right, mate?
There is a girl here, and her name is, I wonder if she's still here. Her name is Indy. She might have left already. And she came up and was just everything that you think Australian people should sound like. It was crazy. I mean, it was like the good day, mate, and it was like so thick. And I was like, I can't understand a word that they're saying. But
yeah, you're kind of bloody blah. Oh, I kind of did that bloody blah.
Yeah, I mean, I did. My lovely Barbara over there taught me a few bad words that you Aussies like to say, which I won't repeat here. Privately, we'll talk about it.
I have another question. So, say that there's going to be a spin-off of Charmed, like there's a reboot or whatever that they're talking about. If it was to have all your kids in it that were in the show, that are going to be the new Charmed mom forever, would you be interested in doing cameos or going onto the show and anything to do with the reboot if they asked you?
On how it's done, you know, like for us to say, I'll speak for myself, I'm sorry, for me to say, like, yeah, I'd be in it is a little too, you know, you have to read it, you have to see who's involved, who's making it, how true to the real charm they're going to be. I think that there's some shows that you feel protective of, and a little like, don't mess with it, don't mess with it, don't mess with it. So it's a wait and see kind of a thing, and that's even if they really do it. I don't think they will.
If the children are going to be Drew and Wes, then no. You can recast them. And maybe, yeah.
If they were to do it,
Drew's mad right now.
If you guys weren't to be in the reboot, if no, they should not go ahead. Can't be done.
Thank you. We wish them well.
Thank you.
Hi. If you could swap powers with each other, who's
I
want to
throw people around. I didn't get to do that. It's not the same. Then they disappear in little particles.
I think blowing people up is pretty cool on occasion. I mean, did anybody have the going back in time power? I'll take Tempest's power. I would like to go back in time on occasion. That's right. That's right.
I'm not switching my powers.
What's the best part or fulfilling part of being in Charmed?
You got it.
Good answer. She's quick.
Sorry. I mean, it's you guys. It's like the most dedicated, loyal, amazing fans that, you know, you just want to hug every single one of them and definitely. No, I know. I got reprimanded in France for hugging too much, apparently. I have to be on good behavior this week. No crying and no hugging is what I was told.
No still means, and it's stunning and astonishing still to this day, that it means so much to people.
Thank you. What about Brian?
What about Brian?
The greatest thing about being on the show is I'm crammed between two hot ladies. That doesn't suck. No, definitely the fans. I mean, for all the work we've all done, it's amazing that continually it's Leo. No, it's, you know, for something to continue for so long and keep giving back is wonderful. So thank you all for loving the show.
What's the movie?
I don't know his movie either and what he's doing, but it's something, I mean, those Italians, it's ridiculous. And then you started talking to me in Italian, and I was like, that always happens. I was like, wait, unmarried? Wait, what? I mean, he's just gorgeous and the sweetest man in the world until the
You were too grown.
Favorite
or Somebody requested that I do the Coyote Pepper dance. And I said no. I said that's extra. But we did have a fan from Greece who surprisingly, and a boy, and surprisingly knew every move and did it up front here in front of us. I was highly impressed.
Anybody around here?
Nice.
So, yeah. Oh, no.
You know, that's actually not the original song that we choreographed the dance to.
No.
But they didn't want to get the song that we...
They didn't like the song that we did.
It was Rage Against the Machine.
No, it was Bush.
No, it was Bush.
Yeah, you choreographed
I'm not holding
it.
It was Rage Against the Machine.
Woo!
Oh, and the bar was Bush. We choreographed it to Rage Against the Machine.
She learned well.
You did it perfectly. Yeah, and then it was a Bush song. And then they did that other song.
Yeah.
Which is always weird because she's like dancing to a certain beat.
Yeah.
And then they take that song away and put in another song after she's already filmed it. So it's always why? And it worked great.
No, it was one of his guys, which makes the story so much better. It was someone who worked for him.
It was Wall, right?
It was
Mike Wall.
Oh, Mike Wall. And a bunch of our stunt guys, in case it fell. They're
Chad.
Jan.
Hi. First of all, thank you for coming. Coming to Perth. My question is, what is the funniest moment you can remember throughout the whole series of, which is the best moment you can choose? I asked the top.
All the flowers.
I was making my own eyes from it. There were small mishaps behind the scenes that make us the actors that we became many years later. So when we got the CI, all the chemicals. Sorry. No. Wham, wham.